Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Unlimited Power by Anthony Robbins is a landmark personal development book that blends motivational psychology, communication skills, and practical self-management strategies into a single system for improving performance. Building on ideas popular in neuro-linguistic programming and peak performance coaching, Robbins focuses on how people create results through their beliefs, language patterns, emotional states, and daily actions. The book presents a toolkit for influencing your own mindset and behavior, along with methods for understanding and communicating more effectively with others. Rather than emphasizing inspiration alone, it frames personal change as a learnable process. Identify what drives you, model what works, and apply structured techniques to produce better outcomes in health, relationships, career, and confidence. Throughout, Robbins encourages readers to move from passive wishing to active control by mastering focus, building empowering habits, and developing the ability to shift state quickly under pressure. The result is a broad, energetic guide designed to help readers translate ambition into consistent achievement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of state and emotional control. A central theme in Unlimited Power is that performance is often determined less by raw ability and more by state, meaning the emotional and physiological condition you bring to a moment. Robbins argues that people make better decisions, communicate more persuasively, and persist longer when they can deliberately manage their energy, focus, and feelings. The book explores how posture, breathing, movement, and internal dialogue can rapidly shift mood and confidence, turning anxiety into readiness or fatigue into momentum. This emphasis on physiology is paired with the idea that emotions are signals that can be redirected rather than verdicts that must be obeyed. Readers are encouraged to notice patterns, what triggers a downward spiral, what cues create motivation, and what routines reliably produce calm intensity. The practical takeaway is that by learning to change state on command, you become less dependent on external circumstances for your best performance. Instead of waiting to feel inspired, you build repeatable triggers for clarity, courage, and action, which is especially useful in high-pressure moments like negotiations, public speaking, or major life decisions. Secondly, beliefs and mental maps that shape results. Robbins places strong emphasis on the idea that beliefs function like filters, determining what you notice, what you expect, and what you attempt. In this view, people do not respond to reality directly, but to their internal map of reality, shaped by past experiences, assumptions, and repeated interpretations. Unlimited Power encourages readers to challenge limiting beliefs and replace them with empowering alternatives that expand options. The book connects belief change to practical outcomes. When you believe you have choices, you take more action. When you believe failure is feedback, you persist. When you believe you can learn, you seek strategies rather than excuses. Robbins also highlights the role of language in reinforcing beliefs, suggesting that the words you use internally and externally can either lock you into fixed conclusions or open you to possibility. By examining habitual phrases, personal rules, and the meanings you attach to events, you can reframe setbacks and strengthen self-trust. The result is a framework for updating your mental maps so they better serve your goals, improving resilience, decision-making, and willingness to pursue higher standards. Thirdly, modeling excellence and learning from high performers. Another major topic is modeling, the practice of studying what successful people do and then adopting the underlying patterns that produce their results. Robbins presents success as leaving clues. Top performers tend to have repeatable strategies in how they think, how they prepare, and how they communicate. Rather than relying on talent as an explanation, Unlimited Power encourages readers to break down excellence into components such as beliefs, emotional state, specific behaviors, and supportive environments. This mindset shifts the reader from admiration to analysis, asking questions like, what does this person focus on? What standards do they hold? How do they respond to pressure? And what habits make their performance consistent? Modeling is presented not as imitation of personality, but as adoption of useful strategies that can be adapted to your own style. The practical value is that it shortens the learning curve. You can avoid unnecessary trial and error by borrowing proven approaches. Applied to business, fitness, sales, relationships, or leadership, modeling becomes a method for systematic self-improvement, especially when paired with experimentation and feedback. Fourthly, communication skills, rapport, and influence. Unlimited Power treats communication as a core life skill that determines influence, trust, and the quality of relationships. Robbins explores how people build rapport through attention, pacing, and sensitivity to how others process information. The book highlights that influence is not primarily about winning arguments, but about understanding what motivates people and meeting them where they are. It discusses how tone, body language, and word choice can align or create resistance, and why flexibility in communication style increases effectiveness. Readers are encouraged to listen for patterns in how someone speaks and what they value, then respond in a way that reduces friction and builds connection. This approach is especially relevant in leadership, parenting, sales, and conflict resolution, where the ability to calm tension and guide conversations can change outcomes quickly. The emphasis is on responsibility and adaptability. If your message is not landing, adjust your approach rather than blaming the audience. Over time, these skills support stronger partnerships and better persuasion, because people are more receptive when they feel understood and respected. Lastly, goals, standards, and taking massive action. Robbins repeatedly returns to the idea that lasting change requires clear aims and decisive execution. Unlimited power pushes readers to define what they truly want, link goals to compelling reasons, and raise personal standards so that action becomes non-negotiable. The book frames goals not as wishes but as outcomes, supported by specific behaviors, routines, and measurable progress. It also addresses common obstacles such as procrastination, fear of failure, and inconsistent motivation by emphasizing momentum. Small wins build confidence, and consistent action creates identity change. Robbins encourages readers to evaluate what is working, change what is not, and keep refining their approach until results improve. This includes managing time and attention, choosing empowering environments, and creating accountability that turns intention into follow-through. The focus on massive action is less about reckless effort and more about committed, sustained movement backed by learning. When readers adopt higher standards for health, finances, learning, or relationships, they are more likely to make decisions aligned with long-term outcomes rather than short-term comfort, producing meaningful gains over time. In conclusion, Unlimited Power is best suited for readers who want an energetic, action-oriented approach to self-improvement, especially those interested in motivation, performance psychology, communication, and personal influence. It is also valuable for entrepreneurs, managers, sales professionals, coaches, and anyone who needs to perform under pressure and lead conversations effectively. The book can benefit a reader's life by offering a structured way to manage emotional state, update limiting beliefs, and translate goals into consistent action. Even when ideas feel broad, the recurring message is practical. Small changes in focus, physiology, and language can compound into better habits and stronger results. Compared to many similar personal development books that lean heavily on inspiration, Unlimited Power stands out for its emphasis on techniques and modeling success, encouraging readers to study what works and apply it deliberately. It also integrates communication and rapport building, which makes the material relevant beyond personal mindset and into relationships and career. For readers willing to test ideas, practice skills, and hold higher standards, it is worth buying as a foundational toolkit that can be revisited whenever motivation dips or a new goal demands a higher level of performance. If you would like to support Anthony Robbins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.